Alhamdulillah.
Before today, we had a majlis of dhikr here in the same place, and quite a lot of you were present. And alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability again that we are gathered for His remembrance in His home. So this is very important, the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah. Hazrat Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullah alayh, has stated that Hazrat Hafiz Ibn Qayyum, rahmatullah alayh, who was his student, he stated that my ustad said that the dhikr of Allah for the heart, it is very essential and important, just like for a fish, the water is essential. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then he stated, the great scholar, and this is according to the hadith, and it's not as if he's speaking against the hadith, he said, decide yourself. Decide yourself that if you take a fish out of the water, then how long does it stay alive? Now, let's look towards our hearts and see what is the condition of our hearts, that after a few seconds or after a minute, the fish, it will die. The fish will die. And what does the fish rely on all life long? It relies on water. And if you take the fish out of water, then it will not be able to survive. That's why the dhikr of Allah is very important in our lives. There's no option, my brothers, that we can do it or not, or whether we feel like it or not, like, does our heart feel like it or not, is it necessary or is it not necessary, should we do dhikr or should we not do dhikr, because this is the biggest issue that has arisen today and stood up today, that many things, we have eliminated the importance of many things. If a doctor says to us that 5 glasses of water are essential for you, that if you do not drink these 5 glasses of water, then very quickly you will have an issue, problem. So straight away we'll start to drink 5 glasses of water. Then if the doctor says that you need to drink 1 glass of milk, essential, if you don't drink milk, then in your body certain illnesses will take place or will occur. Then we'll start drinking the milk. Follow the advice of the doctor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating, the hadith is telling us, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, that the person who does dhikr and the person who doesn't do dhikr, that the difference is between, is as if he's alive and not alive. And the example of the dead person has been explained. It's not difficult to understand. It's a muhaddith who has told us that his life, it becomes a life without any life. Because if you take the fish out of the water, there's no life, no breathing. And a person who's living without doing dhikr, it's as if he has passed away. So if a person doesn't take on dhikr into his life, then he is not living a good life. So it's lazim, essential for every mu'min. In the hadith it states that it's lazim. It's 100% definite that he's dead. We say, no, I eat food, chapati, I eat different dishes and I drink water, etc. Yes, we do that. But all the amal that we do, even though we carried out actions of worship, but they are without the ruh, they are without the spirit. There's nothing in them. There's no aman, there's no peace, there's no peace in our ibadat, there's no, illumination in our ibadat. And salah, look how great is the action of salah. There's no greater ibadah, action, deed that we've been given greater than salah. What's the greatest action? Salah. Allah's greatest favor on the human beings and the greatest reward. And how did Allah Ta'ala give salah? MashaAllah, the respected scholars are present here. How Allah Ta'ala invited the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, called him and gave salah as a gift. And Allah Ta'ala could have given us less or said it's not essential. But Allah Ta'ala wanted to remind us of the importance of salah. Rather, some people say that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why was he called to Mi'raj, to Allah? He was called, and we've been told so many times about Mi'raj, and we can take up many points, but it seems as if Allah Ta'ala invited the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to himself to explain the importance of salah. So this is a great event. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went, then as the Musa Alaihi Wasallam asked, and the question answers, and the event, it seems, is the whole event of Mi'raj was based on salah. Mi'raj, the whole event, incident,
The learnings are based on salah. How great a message. But a person, if he, subhanAllah, does not do dhikr, then the situation of his salah is what? Is as if just like we just prayed. Such a great ibadah form of worship. Allah says the effects of salah are so great that when you go into prostration, it's as if you are seeing me. You are meeting me. SubhanAllah. So you'll see, people will see Allah Ta'ala, isn't it? But our feelings, watch quickly, let's finish salah, run. Get out of here, leave the sunnah salahs. Nafil is not important. Imam, yes, how comes he's coming late? Quickly, quickly, we've got to pray and we look at watches. Where is he? Maybe he's doing wudu, he puts his feet into the masjid. We start thinking, why hasn't he come here? Why hasn't he arrived to the prayer mat? Well, the time, and we start looking at watches and the clock on the wall. What's the reason? Mulana says, no, and we're trying to remind him that he's late and we've come to pray salah. And we should consider that you've come to pass the time. You've just come to present yourself. We should be grateful to Allah. It's a great thing itself to come to the masjid. Maybe due to this action, Allah will forgive us. But salah, the status of Allah, doesn't allow us to make a fuss. Such a great ibadah. And a person who doesn't remember Allah, his heart is as if he's not alive. His heart. SubhanAllah. So it has been explained that the person who doesn't remember Allah and the state of what our salah should be, that person when he finishes praying salah, it's as if he really is coming back from Miraj. He really is. So the effects of these ibadat are present, or are they not? The effects are there. But just like this ibadah is there, the anwarat and the light is, it results. Just like when you go to the Kaaba, if you go to Hajj, Allah says, go, I've invited you, perform Hajj. When we go to Hajj, Alhamdulillah, when we come back, then the anwarat, the effects of Hajj are present there within that person. All ibadat, all worship actions have a feeling, an emotion, a result. And salah, the effect of salah, Allahu Akbar is such a great feeling that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the announcement that when you pray salah, it's as if you are seeing me and I see you, and the gift that go, I give salah to your ummah as well. Allahu Akbar. So me and you, will we just pass the test without questions? No. Why is it? Because our hearts are diseased. Just like the fish that comes out of the water and it's trembling, shaking. Allah says, you've left the dhikr of Allah. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah said in the Quran, many times announced, dhikr, dhikr, my remembrance, 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 tell me. And alongside this, Allah says, it's for your benefit. Allah says, I have no need, no benefit from your dhikr. Thousands of places. سَبْحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, don't think that I need your dhikr. Allah says, every leaf in the world remembers me. Every particle of dust, if you pick it up, it remembers me. If it doesn't, it's dead. It has no life in the universe. Anything that stops remembering Allah, the pious treatises have written that the any item of creation of Allah, that leaf drops from the branch to the floor, it becomes yellow, becomes dust because it has stopped doing the dhikr of Allah. So the human being, Allah says, I haven't just made dhikr apparent for the sake of it. You are not alive if you don't do dhikr. I'm not giving a speech, I'm explaining the importance today. Those who are listening, Alhamdulillah, they should start to think that life that passed before now was the life where we were not alive. We were deceased and we are living the life of deceased and we'll leave deceased. That all those individuals, whatever amal you're doing, you're not getting the benefit of those deeds. Ramadan is coming. We are going to waste the reality of fasting. Every dhikr, every ibadah, every act of worship, as a ruh, as a shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala stated, every act of worship has a spirit, a soul, and the soul is the dhikr of Allah. So me, what I'm explaining to you, there's no benefit to me that you are going to give me a gift or some reward or you're going to give me something. For this reason, I'm telling you this, so that if we don't revive each other, encourage each other, then how will we succeed? So I made a strong intention, alhamdulillah, that I will come every Saturday to this masjid. Allahu Akbar. Yes, I've cancelled all my programs. Yes, aha, came from the heart of this brother. A brother from this masjid came. I said, no. When he said, aha, when he went, oh, then he enlightened my heart. He put light into my heart. That this much passion, that he has got so much thirst for the dhikr of Allah. Straight away at that moment, I cancelled the programs. I said, from today, the promise is that I will come to your masjid. SubhanAllah. So brothers, this is Allah Ta'ala who states that dhikr is a fantastic action. I'll tell you, after Maghrib, I left the masjid and I'm telling you what we are, the reality of what we are, what are our conditions. We are proud of our salah. I recite this much Quran, I read this much Quran, I've done Hajj, etc. So I was walking and there was darkness, and from behind a brother was walking, eventually came close to me, and he was taller than me, stronger than me, And you get a bit scared, isn't it? It's darkness. Maybe he'll attack, and it can happen any time, isn't it? So I walked slowly. He got close to me, and then a little bit of fear. Then he said to me, Hazrat, I said, yes. I didn't look at him. He said, can I ask you some questions? I said, yes, definitely you can. And we were walking. And he said, can I start asking you a question? I said, yes, you can ask me a question. So he asked me the first question. He said, Hazrat, the reality is this. In English he was speaking. He was young, and Jamaat has come to Masjid Zakaria. And he wasn't with the Jamaat, but he was from Preston. He came with them. He said, in reality, I'd like to say to you that when I see your Jamaat here, that you perform dhikr, remembrance of Allah. From a few days, I was trying that I'd like to speak to you. But I was hesitant in speaking. I don't know how I'll speak to you. Will you listen to me or not? So today I plucked up some courage. I saw you alone and I took hold of you. I said, yes, that's very good. Okay, speak. I said to him, say what you have to say. Let me hear what you have to say. And he started to say that there's nothing lacking in my worship, in my actions. And obviously tabligh, daras, ta'aleem, I go and chilla. And maybe he does much more, that reads Quran, tasbihat, remembrance of Allah. But the point is this, that it doesn't seem as if I am doing worship. Ajeeb point, unique point, strange. He said, it doesn't look like I'm doing ibadah, I'm worshipping. Doesn't feel like to me. He said, I don't understand that after doing ibadah, worship, I don't feel that we read Wazaili Amal, the virtues of deeds, whatever we say, we read, is totally different to the feeling inside, and I cannot feel that contrast. And he spoke the reality. And this is the reality, my friends. I'm not giving a speech, or if I give speak words, I'm speaking. But that feeling of what I'm speaking about is not within me. That should be there, isn't it? That's really what should be there. So he spoke. He said, then I looked towards his face, and there was a bit of light on the pavement. And then I felt a bit weird. He was crying. He wasn't crying for wealth or money. His wife wasn't ill. He said, I have wives and children. I'm happy. I've got everything. But he's crying. And what a great point, that his tears were flowing for this reason, that my ibadah is not good. It doesn't seem good to me. Please cure me. Do something for me. Allahu Akbar. What a great point. I stopped. And then I thought, Allah, that his condition, allow me to have this condition. Allow this condition to befall me, to overcome me. Make me like this as well, like this person, this servant of yours. He has so much love with you, Allah, that he came after me. He was asking me a question. Now he's crying. And he started to wipe away his tears. And number one, that how much fear he had for death. Number two, he knew that he was afraid of the time when he would be presented to Allah. Number three, he had fikr, concern for his grave. Number four, he had concern for his ibadah. And he analyzed, I am nothing. I have no deeds. These are all feelings, my brothers. We all sat in this gathering. Do we have these feelings within us? Do we? How sad. We don't. So if we are not, if we haven't passed away, then what else? What other condition are we in? With money, if our business goes downhill, our heart will tremble, shake. If today my home, somebody steals something from my house, I'll start to shake. Yes, I'll start to be afraid. Fear will overcome me. Distress will overcome me. But who is there that has fikr for his ibadah, worship, that in the street, the alleyway, he stands and he starts to cry due to worry for his deeds? May Allah Ta'ala make us all like this. So I said, brother, the point is this, is that you don't know me, nor do I know you. I don't even come by foot. But today I made intention to come by foot, that maybe I will meet somebody and I will speak to him. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala heard my dua. I didn't have a car to somebody to take me. But I made niya, Allah, that forget about going by car today. I'll go by foot, walk. Maybe somebody, I will meet somebody who has a need. And I said, the first day Allah Ta'ala has accepted my dua. Subhanallah. So he said, is it? I said, I'm going to Masjid Ibrahim. You should also go there. Subhanallah. And we'll initiate the gathering there together. So then I explained to him. I said to him, look, the point is this, that we are not alive. We're not alive. If you're not alive, then how will you get the enjoyment of your ibadah, worship? So you need to think here that the solution, the cure, I said, that Allah Ta'ala, whoever He wills, whoever He selects, His rahmah selects that person, His mercy selects that person. There are many masjids, but Ibrahim Masjid, Allah Ta'ala selected that dhikr will take place here. End of story. Nobody can complain. That's it. We are forced to. What else can we do? If Allah Ta'ala selects the earth, what was this? I don't know. what was up here before a church or maybe some other place of worship. Allah Ta'ala selected this piece of earth and the sujood, the prostration started it. The recitation of Quran started it. Hasn't it started? Allah Ta'ala selects, Allah chooses. And thousands of people could be invited. But Allah Ta'ala selects individual people. Allah Ta'ala put love into their hearts. Not love for their homes or their shops, but for the masjid. And they start begging that please come to the masjid, give donations for the masjid. We need to buy and install a carpet in the masjid. Has the masjid been made like this or not? I don't know. But it's made like this, isn't it? Yes, it was made like this. Through requests and asking. And those who asked for money, Chaudhary sahab would have been there, Sheikh sahab would have been there, Sayyid sahab would have been there. But for the sake of Allah, Allah Ta'ala makes a person a fakir, like a beggar, that he asks people for money for the Allah. People say, oh, I don't like him, he's taking our money, he's going to consume our money. But he doesn't stand back, he doesn't feel ashamed. Allah makes him a fakir, that please give me money for the house of Allah. We're establishing the house of Allah. Allah says that Allah selects the person on the earth to remember him. So as a brother, that this is a great proof that today, that same topic I am discussing in front of you, that we are not alive. In reality, we're not alive. If we were alive, then our salah would be alive. Our prostration would be alive. Our takbir would be alive. The beginning of prayer. Is this a small thing? A person stands ready to pray. Those people whose takbir, the start of salah, is alive, they say, Allahu Akbar, Aswabal, everything disappears, and the Kaaba comes in front of them. They see it. Ask those people who pray salah like this, with this emotion. And if the Kaaba is in front of someone, he can see it. And the tajalliyat-e Rabbani, Allah Ta'ala's tajalliyat are descending on the Kaaba. Then he will realize. Will he realize who hits other people, or steals money from people, or steals shoes from people, or he does wrong to people? Will he know about the reality of salah? He will only become awake. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. When he does salam at the end of salah, that's when he's awake. That's when he's aware. That, why don't you come to salah? Why don't you pray salah? Oh, I'll come sometime, I'll pray salah. Is this the hal? Who are these people? The dead people, the deceased people. We have to say this, isn't it, my friends? We have to. Because Allah's kitab has said this, the hadith has told us this, our tongues have told, the great muhaddith has told us this. The fish out of the water is not alive. So how can a human being without dhikr be alive? So from today we need to promise to ourselves, brothers, we must do dhikr. Will we? Do we promise? Put your hands up if you promise that you will do dhikr. MashaAllah, good, well done. So what do we need to do? We need to do dhikr that makes us alive, keeps us alive. Not you take all of the rosary beads, tasbih, do 10 tasbihs. No, it's been explained. The dhikr of Allah is that dhikr that even a second, if you leave dhikr, that second you're dead. By chance, if you die at that time, then how will you die? As a person who's already dead. But shaitan says, no, you're this, you're that, you're great. I swear by Allah, these are whispers of shaitan. Only that will occur, that the Quran is mentioned. That will be our hal, our condition. And we'll be dead before we die. People say, he was a big man, he was this, and all nonsense. This will be seen by Allah Ta'ala, that was he alive or dead at that time when he died, when his last breath was breathed. Allah says that you must remember me in your hearts. In your hearts, Allah says, I don't want to see you dead, deceased, for even a second whilst you are breathing. If you leave my remembrance for a second, then you'll be recorded in the list of the people who are dead. So Allah Ta'ala has established a connection. Allah Ta'ala has established a connection within us, a machine within us, and we need to keep that alive, ticking over, moving. Get somebody to install the battery, the cells, into your machine, just like you put the battery into the phone switches on, you can use it. If the battery runs out, dies, then the phone dies. So the wali of Allah, he puts a long life battery into the heart of the believer. It will not diminish, die. Do you want to put the battery inside, brothers? That you must install the battery, then leave it. That's when the benefit will be there. Will you all install the battery? Yes. So install the battery, inshallah, on the day of judgment. Until the day of judgment, that battery will continue to function. I tell you the truth. On the day of judgment, you will get the call. And that's when, where are the dhakireen? Come here, dhakireen. SubhanAllah. And this is the battery we need. Today there's an opportunity. That's why Allah Ta'ala sent me and you. We're gathered today. Otherwise, I knew about Masjid Ibrahim Qari Sahib, Mohtaram respected Qari Sahib. He, Mohsin, mashallah, he comes to us from here. And we knew about this masjid and it's located here. It's not the case that we didn't know or we shouldn't come here. But when Allah's karam, mercy comes on the human beings and somebody has a desire, then the jungle becomes fertile. So maybe he breathed with the desire oh, he maybe sighed a disappointment sigh. So Allah Ta'ala then makes the whole village or city or town filled, gathered with the dhikr of Allah. We should appreciate this. Allah knows how long I will come, how long you will be sat here. But let's do dua that no moment of ours should be free from the dhikr of Allah. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Allah says that person's dead. He might have stacks of money, mounds of money. He may be printing the notes or counting. His wife is earning, daughter is earning, son is earning. I swear by Allah, all are dead, dead, dead. There's nothing there. Doesn't matter how much wealth you have. Every ibadah, every act of worship is not useful unless the soul of that act of worship is present. In the hadith is stated, that salah is the greatest. That salah is the greatest which is dhikr in parallel. Hajj is the greatest which is dhikr in parallel. The fast is the greatest which is the fast, dhikr in parallel. Every act of worship, if you don't have the water, the fruits cannot grow. We need to work hard on this. And it's not too much hard work. What do we need to do? Recharge your battery today. I'll tell you the method. And your heart will become alive. And all you have to do is focus on your heart every moment. Your heart will continue to say Allah, 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 Allah. And you will remain alive with the fadl of Allah. When you will remain alive, then the anwarat, the light will come into our salah. Slowly, slowly our salah will improve. Long prostration, long enjoyment. You'll feel good and positive. Azuri will come. I'm not saying that immediately if you start dhikr today and you say, oh, I didn't get a miraj, I don't have the feelings. That for many days the idols are present inside our hearts. That you have to eliminate them. It takes a bit of time, is it? It takes a bit of time. Not suddenly. So there are conditions for that. Conditions. Alongside doing dhikr, in parallel there are conditions, you need to fulfill the conditions, then alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, the manzil, the journey to the destination will start. That's it, the destination will become visible, sit in maraqaba. So easy it is to remember Allah. You don't need tasbih, rosary bead, no call out, no announcement, no shouting loud, no wudu, no special place. Close your mouth and close your eyes and focus on your heart and your heart. Allah, 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 Allah. Imagine. The greatest dhikr is this dhikr. Silent dhikr, focus on the heart. The Sahaba Ikram, one companion came. And the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came. And I remember this hadith. And he said, O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he came with a complaint. That we heard that wealthy people, they will go beyond others due to their spending wealth for Allah. They give him sadaqat, the charity, helping poor people. What will happen to us? What about us? We have no money. We have no wealth. A very permissible, valid, you can say complaint or conundrum or valid issue. That for example, people have money, they're spending on the deen and free of charge, they get rude. People complain today that we have nothing, that we were born into maybe a family without too much wealth. It's not our fault, is it? That he's become a wali Allah. We can't do this. People's minds, they work like this. So he came and said, what should we do? We're not fortunate enough to spend wealth. We don't have money. So for every issue, there's a solution Allah has given to everyone. But if you have courage, you can reach to nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said, no problem if they're rich, wealthy, give sadaqah, I'll tell you a greater deed than that. Allah Akbar, such a deed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'll tell you such an amal, that person who's spending wealth in the path of Allah cannot come close to this action. I will tell you with God's word. He said, what action should we do? The Prophet ﷺ said, I'll give you such an action that action of spending wealth in the path of Allah cannot come close in terms of regard and rank and status than the deed I will tell you. All khairat and wealth and sadqa and charity. Be quiet now. Take this amal from me. Inshallah, you will go straight into paradise and your deed will be greater than that person spending wealth in the path of Allah. He said, what is that? O Rasulullah ﷺ, Allah's Nabi ﷺ replied, just do one action. What is that? After every salah, sit down and do a bit of my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says. Remember Allah for a little while. That's it. Close your eyes and remember me. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. All of this is dhikr. It is stated, the greatest and highest level of dhikr, as soon as salah finishes, fard salah, after you pray faraid salah or nafal, voluntary salah, after that, don't stand up and run away. Rather, just 2 minutes, 3 minutes, close your eyes. And do maraqabah, Allah, 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 Allah in the heart. And then stand and go. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given a guarantee. No amal, no deed can compare to this deed. No deed. Will you do this, brothers, this amal? This deed? Don't run after salah. Don't run away. Okay? Pray salah. Close your eyes. Focus. 3-4 times. Allah, 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 Allah. That's it. Close your eyes, not with your tongue. This is maraqabah. Your heart will be beating before that. Your battery will be in charge. But you just need to focus on the heart and your heart will assist you. It will assist you. And straight away the connection will be made with Allah. It's a short action, great action that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given to us, that it will overtake all the other deeds, and a great deed is being explained to us from the words of the hadith. So Allah will give us the tawfiq for this. And after dhikr, those who want to learn dhikr, come with happiness and joy and learn the dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah. And inshallah, after learning dhikr, I will tell you the method and start to do the dhikr according to the technique. I'll tell you, will you do this, brothers? MashaAllah. Inshallah. Let's start doing dhikr. We've done dhikr here before, but I'll repeat the method of how we will do dhikr. First, the pious predecessors who worked hard for us, due to their tufail, due to their efforts, we are sat here today in Masjid Ibrahim. Such a great dhikr gathering is taking place, and thousands of people have learned dhikr. How can we forget our pious predecessors? Can we forget those who have favored us, who have helped us? So for them, our pious predecessors, for every ahsan, we should repay it with ahsan, favor. So the tariqah, the method that has been prescribed to us, that before we do dhikr, before we do maraqabah, silent dhikr in the heart, before that, first and foremost, we'll remember those that Allah says, do worship and send the reward to those who taught us how to worship, how to say Allah's name. Allah says, elevate their status in the graves. But Allah says, this dhikr you're doing won't go empty-handed. When you send ithal, when you send reward onwards, Allah says, I'll give you the same and a more reward above that. Allah, my shaykh has said a beautiful point. Subhanallah. Hazrat said that remember me from your Quran, remembrance of Allah and recitation. If you send ithal thawab, then these will become the means for fuse and blessings for me, and then this will give you elevation and promotion. So this is a big point, that when you bestow rewards to others, send ithal thawab to others, then whenever you do any deed, ask Allah for the reward of that deed to be sent on, bestowed to the pious elders before us, and then we will also benefit, the person who is practicing worshipping, he will also benefit. So first we will send ithal thawab, bestow reward to elders that they selected through the ilham, through their vision, through the inspiration. Allah Ta'ala revealed the verses of the Quran, and Allah said that each wali of Allah has a specific verse attributed to him. La hawla wa la quwwata illa, the greatest shaykh in this silsila, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani rahmatullahi, Hazrat Shaykh Ahmad Faruqi Sarhandi rahmatullahi, whose grave is in Sarhand Sharif, he is the head of the Naqshbandi Mujaddad silsila, and he had ilham, inspiration. Allah said, I feel that this verse after you people recite and they send the thawab to you. What is that verse? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Great verse. And given to us by Allah, when we recite this verse, the thawab will go to Hazrat Shaykh Ahmad Faruqi Sarandi Ramdari. When it goes to him and rebounds back towards us, we'll get full benefit as well. Allah will be so pleased that my pious servant who did the work of the deen, they are appreciating him. He spread my deen. And they're remembering that person who spread my deen. Allah is happy for that reason, that they're remembering my servant who spread their deen, who constructed masjid for me, who erected a water tank for the poor, who put the prayer mats out, or food mats out for people, who made the minbars and the masjid, the place of worship. Allah says that my servant in the world today is remembering my pious, my wali. Allah says that I give him the same reward. Always when you go to a gathering of dhikr, remembrance of Allah, it happens normally that, for example, you're on a journey, it's salah time, prayer time. And I'm telling you the words of my heart now. And you'll have seen this position as well. Because we're used to, we're not praying salah regular, but we are habitual in this now, alhamdulillah. So we're on a journey, it's the time for a journey, and we'll be a bit upset. It happens in Pakistan, isn't it? Salah time. Or is there any masjid nearby? If you feel like this, don't you, when you're on the journey? Or it's asr time. It's about to be asr, it's time for asr is coming. But you start to feel a bit afraid, or you're concerned, and there's somebody will tell you, oh, the masjid is very far away. I don't know what will happen. Salah may pass away, then the distress increases, worry increases, the concern increases. Happens, isn't it, for the person who prays Allah? Where will I go? Where will I pray? So suddenly, oh look, there's a masjid there in front of us. You can see it. And then you know the emotion, how you feel then. When you go to that masjid, you see, mashallah, nice masjid, air conditioning, very nice wudu, place of wudu, and then coolness comes to the heart. Doesn't it come to the heart? And I tell you the feeling with such peace, then you read the salah when you leave there, automatically you feel in your heart, you say that Allah, whoever made this masjid, Allah, give that person an abode as well. Do these words and good du'as not come? And you say, oh, is this a masjid? This should have been here. There are people who complain. And for example, they're there to take out the defects. Oh, the masjid is there, but this bulb should have been here. Why didn't you install this here? Why have you put this here? You should install it there. There are people like this, aren't there? But in their hearts, they don't have the feeling, the positive feeling that you found a place to pray salah. You should be grateful. They need to identify the defects. Why is this door being installed here? Install it here. Okay, we'll install it there. No, you haven't put it on right here. This shouldn't have been here. Is this innovation if we put this here? Is it bidah? They need to criticize. They feel the need to criticize. But the people who have the love of Allah in their hearts, who are thirsty, when he finds a masjid, then the heart becomes cool. Doesn't it? Doesn't this occur? So my brothers, when you go to such a place, definitely do dua for those people who did khidmat of the Masjid Allah. Those who made this masjid due to whom I was able to pray Salah. Allah, give that person an abode as well, a home as well. So do good deeds. And for those people who've done good deeds, do dua for them. So that's what we do first. We do ithali thawab. We bestow the reward. We ask Allah to send the reward of all we're doing to the pious predecessors. We should know the names of every shaykh. It's lazim. In everyone's pocket should be shajara. We should recite it. Do you recite the shajara or not? So what friendship is this with the elders in our order? You don't know the names of the mashayikh through whom the fares has come. Every person should have this in your pocket. I've printed the small book. The Fazail, the virtues. I can't remember the words. Have you bought that here? No? So we have that book printed, and we have that kitab. We should have that with us. There are du'as in there, the shajra, smaller than that. Keep that with you. The walis of Allah who've given us their teachings, we should remember their names. Allah Ta'ala has told us. Allah Ta'ala has given them the verses. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. This verse was given to a shaykh. Dhalika fadlullah yu'ti man yasha. We will recite all of this, us together. Great verses that the Nabis recited, attributed to Nabi. And Allah says, recite these verses for my walis who did the work of the deen. And this is ithali thawab, doing khatam, sending the reward. So we'll recite this together, will we, brothers? From the depths of your heart, so that our presence is accepted. Yeah, this is the kitab. Yes, kalamati dhikr. Yes. What a beautiful kitab. In here, this is in English, Urdu, the shajra is printed, the kalamata printed. Lazim for every insan, you sit and memorize the ashar, the verses, and read this. There's a friend of ours, he reminded us, Hazrat, such a kitab printed, that it comes into the pocket. Qali sahab explained this. I said that this is a great point. So how Allah Ta'ala instills these points into the heart? And he reminded me, maybe aware that Hazrat, that Qari Iqbal sahab, he said it should be like this, these kitabs should be in our pockets, so that whenever we feel, we can recite the shajra sharif. He explained this and it came to my heart. I said, yes, I agree. I said, it should be like this. I didn't make this mistake, that all the previous kitabs I saw, the kitab was mawjood, it was present, it was there. And more than a few hundred, and now more than 4,000 are printed. Subhanallah. 4,000, alhamdulillah, and they're going to be printed and come. I said, every person should read this kitab, and it should come into his heart, that you will have love for those people who did the work of Islam deen. And then Allah will love us, because we remember them and send the reward to them. So we have to recite this firstly, and then after that, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, we'll recite all the verses. Then with the fadl of Allah, Allah's grace, we'll do a bit of maraqabah, the proper dhikr. We'll close our eyes and remember Allah in our hearts. And then with the tawfiq, we'll do dua. With Allah's tawfiq, you will go to your homes, I'll go to my home. And that's all we have to do. That's it.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa azwaji ummatil mu'minin wa zurriyyati wa ahli bayti kama sallaita ala ali ibrahim innahu hamidun majid wa sallim tasliman daiman abadan kathiran gazira. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa zulmana wa hazlana wa jaddana wa khatana wa amalana kulla zalika indana. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minas zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minas zalimin. Ya ayyu ya qayyum birahmatika nasta'in. Ya ayyu ya qayyum birahmatika nasta'in. Ya ayyu ya qayyum birahmatika nasta'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa innam taghfirlana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Ya muzarribal qulubi sallim qulubana ala ta'atika. Allahumma sambitna lal iman wa ummitna lal iman wa shanna yawm al qayamati ma'al iman. Allahumma ihdina siratal mustaqim Allahumma ihdina siratal mustaqim. Allahumma ihdina siratal mustaqim. Allahumma istabilna bi sunnati wa nafa'na bi mahabbati wa shanna bi zamrati ya kareem. Ya qadiyal hajat ikta hajatina. یا اللہ تو ہی ہماری پریشانی کو جانتا ہے, یا اللہ تو ہی ہمارے حالات سے واقف ہے. یا قاضی الحاجات اکتا حاجاتنا, یا قاضی الحاجات اکتا حاجاتنا, یا دابی البلیات اتفو بلیاتنا. یا اللہ کون ہے تیرے سوا جو ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرمائے, ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرمائے, یا اللہ ہمارے حالات کو دور فرمائے. یا دافی البلیات اطفا بلیاتنا, یا دافی البلیات اطفا بلیاتنا, یا دافی البلیات اطفا بلیاتنا, یا شافی الامراض اشفا مرادنا, یا شافی الامراض اشفا مرادنا. یا اللہ مجموعہ بیماری ہیں میرے مولا, ظاہر باطن اپنا فضل فرما, تو ہی کرم فرما میرے مولا, ہماری بیماری کو دور فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری بیماری کو دور فرما دے.
یا شافی الامراض اشفا مرادنا, یا شافی الامراض اشفا مرادنا. اللهم عافنا في سمعي, اللهم عافنا في بصري, 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 اللهم عافنا في سمعي, اللهم عافنا في بدني, اللهم عافنا في قلبي. لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. یا اللہ ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا, یا اللہ ہمارا فرما بردار بنا, یا اللہ نافرمانوں کو دور فرما.
یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث, ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذریاتنا قرۃ اعین واجعلنا للمتقین اماما. اللهم رب الهمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے, یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے, یا اللہ آج کی ساری مجلس کا ثواب ان کو پہنچا دے.
اللهم رب الهمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
یا اللہ ان پہ رحم فرما, ان پہ کرم فرما. یا اللہ جیسے بچپن میں انہوں نے ہمیں پالا, یا اللہ جیسے انہوں نے ہماری پرورش فرمائی.
اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا 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 وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, والسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.